Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Prudent investors are diversified. In an ever-changing financial world, an investment that could be a strong performer one year might be next year's big loser. The idea of asset diversification is to own investments in different market niches to smooth out the volatility in overall returns. Investment diversification doesn't simply mean owning stocks in a variety of sectors. It means owning other assets that may outperform stocks during stock market weakness. Bonds are a common choice. However, stocks, bonds, and paper currencies are all intangible claims of value as opposed to being tangible assets in their own right. For better diversification, an investor may want to own actual assets. Real estate is perhaps the most popular tangible asset in the U.S., as many people own their own home. However, real estate can be highly illiquid and volatile in price during financial crises. Just look at what happened to real estate values in the Great Recession earlier this century, or right after the British vote to leave the European Union. Possibly the most popular tangible investment asset worldwide is precious metals, especially gold and silver. There is a general trend that when paper assets such as stocks, bonds, and currencies are weak, precious metals are strong, and vice versa. There have been several analyses of long-term portfolios over the years that have consistently found that investment portfolios that own gold achieve about the same results as those that do not own gold, but that the volatility of the portfolio is much less. The latest survey I saw was released by the World Gold Council just over 4 months ago. You could think of owning physical gold and silver as a form of wealth insurance. The big difference is that the funds you spend to purchase your precious metals are not permanently gone because you still own a highly liquid tangible asset. Therefore, I advocate owning a small percentage of an investment portfolio as a prudent way to safely diversify your holdings. By the way, it doesn't hurt that the price of gold closed on the COMEX 2 weeks ago at its highest in almost 7 years. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.